And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is going well. Currently outside, 43 degrees. And joining us in studio, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. Doing great.
It's good to have you in studio today. And as we get started, of course, today, with it being the first Wednesday of the month, it was time for Business Over Breakfast. Before we get started, about who all was there, how well was it attended this morning?
Oh, wow. It's been growing. I mean, I think we had about 53 people there and all kinds of community leaders and people. Just good packed house and lots of great speakers and information that I'll get to share today. So,
all right. So let's go ahead and get along with that. All right. Who was out there today and what did they speak about?
Okay. Well, I've got some other announcements as well. I'll do those at the end. But for today, we had first the CEO from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, Brian Lawrence. And he gave some great news about we have two new physicians coming to Coffeyville. We're excited about later this year. One is Dr. Patton. He will be from birth to end of life physician and helping our community out. He comes from Iowa. And then Dr. Menon, who is a orthopedic surgeon, actually was here in Coffeyville and wants to come back. And so he'll be back to Coffeyville here in a few months. And so we're excited about the two new physicians joining our area. Rick Whitson, who is the Director of Emergency Management and also the District Fire Chief, kind of shared a little bit about what an emergency office does for our county. They plan, they prepare, and they respond to disaster. And sometimes we think disasters like big things, like tornadoes, but it's everything. I mean, flood, there was a rail derailment just a few months back, and they had to help with that. Of course, they helped with getting everybody in the same room on the same plan for COVID when that hit. And so Rick keeps himself very busy helping our county, and we're just blessed to have him. We also had Trish Purden, who's now the Director of Rural Prosperity for Kansas, and she shared some of the initial findings from the big housing study that they did all across Kansas. And I'm sure this is not going to be any shocking news to everybody, but our number one issue in Kansas right now with housing is workforce housing. What that means is kind of that moderate income. So not the low income, not the big, you know, $1 million houses, fancy ones, but it's those people that are working in that moderate range that just don't have housing. And so it's really impacting Kansas because we can recruit a business to come here, but if there's no housing for the employees, then we're not bringing anybody new to our state or to our city. So that's something that the state of Kansas is going to be working on over the next couple of years. Coffeyville has already started working on a plan for that as well. But definitely an area we want to be first and foremost working on to ensure that we can continue to grow here. So those were just a couple of our speakers. Lots of other great announcements, though, that I wanted to share with you all today. So one is I announced last week that the chamber partnered with the Boys and Girls Club to do a coat and blanket drive. And I don't have a lot of drop-offs for that yet. So really want to encourage everybody out there, if you can, donate either a coat or a blanket for our youth. We want to make sure that we keep our kiddos warm this winter. And so we're looking for those donations to be dropped off this week. New items are ideal, but we're also taking gently used. So if you have a nice blanket that's gently used, or a coat for a kid, size small up to X large for the kiddos, then drop them off at the chamber, please, this week. So on December 9th, if you want to join us, we're going to be going over to the library, and they're doing a presentation of their new sculpture they have. And it's nice because at night it's lit up. The city gave them a little spotlight, I guess you call it. I don't know, but it's really neat. And so all are welcome to attend. That'll be 5:30 on December 9th. Did you know that there are openings here in the city on the Planning Commission and the CRMC Board of Trustees? So this is a great opportunity for you to get civically engaged. I encourage you to go out and look at the applications and consider being part of those offices. As you probably know, a special legislative session was called right before Thanksgiving regarding the COVID vaccine mandates. And while neither side really agreed on how it should go, there at least was some compromise. And Governor Kelly signed the measure, which makes it easier for workers to get religion and moral exemptions as well as unemployment benefits related to the vaccine. So excited that they at least kind of came to a compromise on that, and there's some work moving forward on that. Hey, don't forget, the Holiday Light Contest kicked off. And so we are looking for your beautiful, wonderful decorations on your house and your yard. And you can go to our website under the Community tab, and there is information there about the Christmas Light Contest. You just have to fill out the form and then email pictures of your house lit up. You can email it. You can message it on Facebook, but just get us those pictures and get us that registration form, because free electricity in the month of December. Yes. So for the winter, it's so great. And of course, lots of other prizes. So get that turned in right away. Just a reminder, it is now bell ringing time for the Salvation Army, and they are still really needing a lot of bell ringers to help out. They're struggling this year with getting enough help. And so if you can volunteer, please call Salvation Army and help them out. Something else that you may not know, did you know there's a shortage of referees right now going on across the state?
It doesn't surprise me. I saw a picture of a middle school game where the game only had one referee because they just nobody wants to do it. And unfortunately, it's not because the pay is great. It's just, unfortunately, there's outside influences. Let's be honest. Parents get a little too wild at these games, and referees just, they're like, you know what? I don't have to take this. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, it's a struggle, but unfortunately, it's impacting our sports now. And if we don't do something about it, we're not going to have sports for our youth to participate in. So, you know, consider maybe becoming an official, even just to be more knowledgeable in the stance. I mean, you don't even have to referee. I mean, maybe you only do, call in a couple of times, but the rest of the time, just knowing more about how the sports work. So just think about that.
In fact, it did kind of affect football this year already, where a couple of games that were going to be played on Friday night had to move to Thursday night. So, because they did not have enough officials to go all around on Friday night. So you had officials basically working back-to-back nights.
I know. It's crazy. So speaking of youth sports, the Cottville Recreation Commission and Phil Kinley are offering a NATO Winter Baseball Camp this February. You can find details for that at the CRC website, so you can sign up. I wanted to give our thoughts and prayers out to the Dwayne Messner family after his passing. And really to all of those who were impacted over the years by his just wonderful leadership in this area. Not everybody will know him, but those that do know, recognize that name. He just played such a pivotal role to our youth in this region. And so just our thoughts are with the family. Okay, so the last few weeks I've been talking about shopping local. And so I wanted to just wrap it up with this one last thing about that. Did you know that our small businesses give back to the communities? Typically way more than large companies. And so this is a shout out to our many wonderful businesses who are donating items or volunteering their time and just overall giving back to our community. So I want to give them a shout out. Finally, kind of related to that, we've received calls about when the Christmas Bucks giveaway is going to happen this year. Unfortunately, I do have to tell you today, we do not have enough participating businesses sign up. And to be honest, funds have been tight for many of us, including the chamber this year. And so we had to make the hard decision that we were not going to have the Christmas giveaway. So we're regrouping, and we hope to come back bigger and better next year, or look at some other different ways that we can kind of do a holiday giveaway. So just wanted to let everybody know about that. Where did my other page go? Just a couple events. I want to finish up with just our community calendar. So, of course, as you know, Friday is the parade. Yay! 4:30 is when the Cookies with Santa starts off. So you can come get cookies and meet Santa and take a picture in front of the largest tree in the area. And then the parade starts at 6 p.m. I will encourage you to avoid the downtown area if you're not coming for the parade. We'll have streets blocked off. There'll be a lot of traffic. In fact, there was an accident, I think, 2 years ago, because there's just so much traffic, people not paying attention, and there's big floats, and it's hard for them to get around the corners. And so, sorry.
And a question I do want to ask about that, we had a caller call up says, do we have a route for the parade as of right now?
Yeah, it's the same
and,
route.
And the lineup.
Yeah, it's basically the same route every year. We go down 8th Street over by the post office, hit Walnut in front of the chamber and then go down 9th Street. But yes, the route and then the lineup is being emailed out this morning.
Okay.
We had to finish up the business over breakfast, and then we're going to go back and finish creating the map. And then we'll be emailing that out to everybody who signed up. And then we'll put it on the Facebook page as well.
Okay.
So that will be going out today. So thanks for checking on that. That kicks off all of what I call Christmas in Coffeyville, because it's this is the place to be for the holidays. So we have the Christmas on the Plaza activities that are kicking off. And I'm so excited this year because, I mean, they've got Santa coming one night, the Grinch. They have a bake-off. They got a Hispanic celebration night. They even have carriage rides one night. So a lot of fun, wonderful activities happening downtown. And then, of course, it also kicks off the candlelit tours at the Brown Mansion. You can find tickets for that at coffeevillehistory.com or give us a call at the chamber. We can log on and get you tickets for that as well. But just so many wonderful activities, like I said, happening for the holidays. Go out to the community calendar on the chamber website, and all of the activities are listed on there. Or you can follow Christmas on the Plaza Facebook page, because they're listing stuff all the time on there as well. So, and then last, this is not till next month, but save the date. January 21st is when we'll have the Chamber Annual Dinner, and that's when we'll get to recognize and celebrate all the winners that you voted on for Business of the Year, Citizen of the Year, and all those wonderful people. So save the date for that. I'm so excited. It's our biggest night of the year. I think we had 425 people at our last dinner, so it's usually pretty packed house. So excited. But it's December. I'm just so excited. It's holiday time, and finally I'm ready
December.
For it.
First of December. So, yeah, we're finally here, and we've already started playing on air the countdown. How many days of Christmas shopping?
We
drop that throughout the day. It's just a little, about a 20-second jingle.
Yeah,
so.
Fun. I love it.
All right. Well, Candy, if anybody does have any questions, though, they would like to ask of you, or if they would like to come down, how can they get a hold of you, and where can they find you guys?
All right. Well, of course, you can always call. Our number is 251-2550. Message on Facebook. My email is on their website. Or, of course, just stop downtown. We're right there on 8th and Walnut at the Plaza area. Come see the tree and all the lights, and come in and check out all our decorations that we have at the chamber as well. And we look forward to seeing you.
It's going to be a lot of fun the next couple of weeks for the entire month, actually. So, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next Wednesday.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to restart Open Line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning in Southeast Kansas.